What's up? I'm Annie, your host of For the Plot podcast, where being lost is just going to be part of the storyline.
So what made you want to start this podcast? What do you want people to get out of it?
The main thing that I want other people to get out of this is feeling inspired to get out of their comfort zone. I think for a lot of us in our 20s and 30s, we are really willing to take less risk the older we get. And I want to give a platform to people who are doing really cool things outside of their 9-to-5 and share that with other people who might need that spark of inspiration.
How did you come up with the name for this podcast?
So I chose the name For the Plot for this podcast because when I was in my early to mid 20s, I would always say to my girlfriends, like, just do it for the plot. It was all revolving around this idea of you have nothing to lose. And the older we get, the more we fear. And I just want to bring that energy back. Like, I just want people to continue to do things for the plot. Like, we're so young. We have so much time. We still have plenty of opportunities to reinvent ourselves and choose different paths. We think that the one path we choose in life has to be the one that we follow for the rest of our lives. But that's not true, right? Like, we should continue to take risks. We should continue to just do things for the plot and see where that leads us.
People are scared of being scared.
They are. They're so scared of being scared and they're scared of failing. But if you don't fail, then you don't learn. And I want to remind people that.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town in Connecticut. I had big dreams of moving to New York City. But NYU didn't accept me, so I moved to Boston, next best thing on the East Coast, and spent, you know, my college years, exploring that city. I moved around to a few different places, and then right after college, I decided to move to New York.
What's your 9-to-5 day job?
So my 9-to-5 day job, I am a product lead at a big tech company in New York City. For the first few years of my career, I was in sales and consulting, now I work in product.
So let's talk about your turning point, your crisis. How did it lead you to this moment?
My most recent crises probably kicked off at the end of 2024. So I ended up taking mental health leave from work. I was incredibly burnt out. I wasn't feeling like myself. And it was during that mental health leave that I realized I needed to reprioritize things in my life. I think I was putting too much self-worth in my 9-to-5. My 9-to-5 was determining every single emotion and every single mood that I had during the day. And I wanted to create a lot more distance between myself and work. I realized after my mental health leave that I really needed to redefine my relationship with work. Otherwise, it would just dig me deeper into a hole that I probably wouldn't have been able to crawl out of eventually. For the last 2 years, I haven't really felt like myself. I haven't been satisfied with the way that I'm living my life. The best way I can describe it is that it feels like I'm not living a life that is mine anymore. And it just feels like I'm meant to be doing more. Like, I haven't reached my potential, but I wasn't really sure how to uncap my potential. So about 2 weeks ago, I really hit like a version of my own rock bottom. Like, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. I wasn't taking care of myself. It really shifted when I was talking to a mentor of mine at work, and he asked me 3 very specific questions. He asked me, what would I do tomorrow if I lost my job? What does failure and what does success look like to me? And what energizes me and what makes me happy? So I realized that what makes me happy and energizes me is inspiring other people and helping other people. I realized that success actually doesn't equate to money. It actually equates to feeling liberated, feeling happy, feeling like I've done something purposeful with my life. And I realized that if I lost my job tomorrow, I wouldn't go hunting for another 9-to-5. I would spend the majority of my time surrounding myself with people who are doing cool things outside of their 9-to-5, because I want to feel inspired to create something or to chase a dream that has nothing to do with what my college degree is. I think in that conversation is when I realized that, you know, this could be a really cool outlet that will fulfill those 3 things.
How did you feel once you made your decision?
So once I made my decision to make this podcast, it was as if I was seeing life through a new lens. Like, I don't think I've ever been so energized and so excited about an idea before in my entire life. And in a weird way, it energizes me to the point where I can feel myself showing up differently in other areas of my life. Like, I'm working harder in my own 9-to-5. I have more energy to see my friends. At nights, I'm staying up playing around with editing tools and doing research on how to make a podcast. And then in the mornings, I'm waking up early to do the same thing. It's so liberating. It's so liberating to feel like you can do anything as long as you set your mind to it and you really put in the work. I couldn't even tell you what my first actions were because I feel like the last 2.5 weeks have been a blur. No, week and a half. It's been a week and a half. I'm going to start that over. Right? Week and a half. No, that's not. That math isn't mathing. Okay, I'm going to start that over. So I couldn't even tell you what my first few actions were because the last week and a half since I came up with this has been a blur. I have booked this studio room. I have bought all of this podcast equipment. I have posted reels on my personal Instagram, just sharing my idea with people. So now I have a lead list of over 30 people, both virtual and in the local New York area who would like to be a guest on the podcast. I have branding. I have an Instagram handle. I have a name for the podcast. I have done so many things that I feel like most people would only do maybe within a month. To the point where one of my coworkers, she was calling me her little Celsius, walking around the office. I feel like I've done so much so I couldn't really tell you what the first things were because in a way I feel like the last week and a half were the first things that I've done. My biggest failure would be if someone walked away from this and said to themselves, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I really don't want this to be a bad experience for any of my friends or guests that come on this show. I'm asking people to come on camera and share vulnerable parts of their life that they probably haven't shared with many people. I feel so honored that they trust me with their story. So I want to make sure that I hold space for them and treat that story with the amount of respect and love and dignity that it deserves. I would never want someone to walk away from this experience feeling like this was a regret. I think the single biggest lesson I'm still working through today is not caring what other people think. That's probably been the biggest thing that has held me back so far. It's why I don't post on social media as much anymore. It's why I have always shied away from doing creative projects like this because there's always that little voice in the back of my mind saying, what are people gonna think, you know? But I think what I've learned with the last crisis that I just had is I don't think I care anymore. I got nothing to lose. And I'm just doing it for the plot, exactly like what my podcast name is.
Did you experience any sense of imposter syndrome?
Oh, totally. You just got to fake it till you make it, you know? I think that's just one of the biggest lessons you learn as an adult is you're never going to feel 100% confident in the thing that you're doing, especially when you start out. The biggest thing standing in the way of you and the thing that you want is always going to be yourself.
How do you juggle this with your 9-to-5?
I see my 9-to-5 as a strict 9-to-5. Outside of my 9-to-5, that is my life. So I've been working pretty late hours. Oh yeah, I'm just not sleeping as much as I used to. So that's how, had to sacrifice something. Yeah.
Do you have any advice for people who feel like they've outgrown the life they're living?
My advice to people who are feeling like they've outgrown the life that they're living is to ask themselves those three questions that my mentor asked me. What would you do tomorrow if you lost your job? What brings you happiness and energizes you? And what does failure and success look like to you? And I would encourage them to really think deeply about the answers to those three questions. It's going to require to be a little bit more vulnerable with yourself and honest with yourself, but that's what will guide you in the general direction that you should be going in. It's not a one-size-fits-all, but I think at least for now, that's the advice I would give them. I would think about whether or not your feeling of being lost and exhausted is your body actually telling you you need rest or whether it's your soul telling you that what you're chasing is no longer meant for you. So if you draw a blank when you ask yourself the question, what would I do if I lost my job tomorrow? The next question I would ask them is what's something that you've always wanted to do, but you've always been scared of doing? And I think that's another really good place to start, because oftentimes fear gets in the way of the thing that we're meant to do. I would embrace the journey and embrace the opportunity where you get to do whatever you want. Because it can be a really scary place to sit in, but it can also be so liberating because you literally have free will. Like, you can do whatever you want. If you want to go jump out of a plane, go jump out of a plane. Like, if you want to go travel to another country, go do it. If you want to pick up a new hobby, no one's stopping you. So just think to yourself, like, what's that one thing I've always wanted to do, but I've never had the courage or the time or the energy to try? Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Be sure to check back in next Wednesday morning for the next episode drop. Before you leave, hit subscribe on my YouTube channel and be sure to follow me on any major podcast streaming platforms. I'll see you guys next week.